Good morning. This is Debbie Brown, Ag and Natural Resources Educator for OSU Extension, Shelby County. Well, at our Shelby County Cattlemen's Association meeting this week, some of the discussion turned to the Veterinary Feed Directive that becomes effective January 1st of 2017. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration began to outline changes for the use of antibiotic products in production animals in December of 2013, and the final ruling, published in June of 2015, outlined plans to phase out the use of medically important antimicrobials in food animal production unless necessary for treating illnesses. Veterinarians have the responsibility of identifying which situations require the uses of these drugs and drug combinations. Bottom line, effective January 1st, you will need an order from your vet to purchase medicated feeds for your livestock. The livestock affected are food producers, dairy cows, beef, swine, chickens, sheep and goats, etc. Horses, dogs, and cats are not affected. For producers grinding your own feed, you will need that VFD, that Vet Feed Directive, to feed any of the medicated feed that you do produce. And yes, of course, there are records to keep. Securing a VFD will necessitate a vet-client-patient relationship, a VCPR, to ensure that your veterinarian knows you, your operation, and your animals, and is knowledgeable about your needs. Now, this is something we talk about at our Junior Fair Quality Assurance trainings, and I'd like to think most commercial producers already have a VCPR in place. But note, bees are also considered a food-producing animal, so beekeepers are going to need that VCPR and a VFD for treatment of their hives with a medically important drug or drug combination for the prevention and control of colony diseases. For more information, you can visit www.fda.gov/animalveterinary/development-approval-process and then click on Veterinary Feed Directive in the left-hand column. Another topic at our cattlemen's meeting was the upcoming Ohio Beef Industry Update Program. This will be held on Wednesday, December 14th at the Newport Sportsman's Club on Rangeline Road, just off State Route 47, east of State Route 66. Dinner at 6 p.m., beef of course, will be sponsored by Animal Profiling International and Multimin USA. The program will include a presentation by Pete Hauser on keeping your cowherd profitable, as well as a membership and policy update from the Ohio Cattlemen's Association. The Ohio Beef Checkoff will also be discussed. To RSVP or for more information, call 614-873-6736 or send an email to beef@ohiobeef.org. Yes, it's that time of year again. We're gearing up for West Ohio Agronomy Day. This time of food, fun, fellowship, and lots of information will be held on Monday, January 9th at St. Michael's Hall in Fort Laramie. We'll offer the 2-hour fertilizer applicator certification training for those who already hold a pesticide applicator's license, as well as the private pesticide applicator recertification training in CORE in Categories 1, 2, and 6. Registration and a light breakfast will begin at 8 a.m. with the marketing update featuring John Leidy and Chris Hager from Sunrise Cooperative at 8:30. The official trainings will then begin at 9 a.m. with a break for the great lunch at 11:30. You should be done with all the paperwork and ready to leave by 4. Thanks to our sponsors who helped make this day as fun and exciting as it is. To date, Personal Crop Insurance from Warsaw, Indiana, Fertilizer Dealer Supply, Anna, Bombar Fertilizer and Seed, Jackson Center, and New Ag Horizons, Minster. Because of these supporters, and hopefully others, we can provide a worthwhile day for those in attendance. These sponsorships also support the evening portion of West Ohio Agronomy Day, which will be held on Tuesday, January 17th at the Days Inn in Sydney, corner of I-75 and State Route 47. This program begins with a light supper at 5 p.m. The private pesticide recertification training will happen from 5:30 to 8:30, and following a short break, the 2-hour fertilizer applicator certification training will finish the evening. Once again, I plan to have you out of there by 11 p.m., paperwork done. For more information on these programs, you can contact me at brown.1522@osu.edu or 937-498-7239. Or go online at pested.osu.edu/recert/top of Ohio, all one word, top of Ohio. Well, hey, have a good week. Bye-bye.